White, Santa Rosa, California, February 7th, 1874. Dear Clarence, I write but a word now. Please do not send the chairs I mentioned. It will not pay. We are usually well and of good courage. We are very glad to receive your letters and will try to be prompt in answering them. Your father and I rode out 5 miles to Sister Anderson's to get some apples. She supplies us with our fruit. We had to go through a short lane off the road. We had borrowed horses, and they balked in the mud. We had to get out and get 2 men to help us. Katie, Jane, and Elephant could not compare with the fixed purpose of these horses. They were right there. We had to get help to get back out of the lane in returning. The continuous rains have hindered us from riding out and going about as we need to mix in with our writing. Brother Herb from Minnesota has been with us most of the time for 3 days and nights. He expects to move his family here in the spring. Our children are both well. We think they try to do right. We tell them that if they are naughty, they cannot ride out with Uncle James. May does not fret now at being crossed. She seems to be under good control. We hope you are of good courage. May the Lord bless you and keep you from yielding to any temptation of the enemy and bring you off victorious. I must close this scribbling. In much love, from your affectionate mother. We hear that Brother Loughborough's wife is very sick indeed. Her recovery is doubtful. We deeply sympathize with them and pray for them. I have just sent them a comforting letter. Clarence, this section of the country is not the place for any to resort to who have lung difficulties. There are locations which are healthful, and if invalids will understand this and seek these places, it will do. But I think that there is not much gained in coming to California expressly for the lungs. We enjoy ourselves in the Lord very well. Your father is really much stronger than last winter. He gets up in the morning before breakfast and walks down to the post office with his mail. I accompany him, but he walks so fast I have to exert myself considerably to keep up with him. It has generally been otherwise. He could not walk with me. We feel deeply grateful to God for all his mercies to us and his loving kindness. Your father does much writing night after night. He sits up until midnight writing. I do not think this is a good plan. I hope at Battle Creek they will not put too much on your father, but bear their own burdens. Addie and May are chattering like blackbirds, and I can hardly keep my mind on my writing. My dear son, we wish you were with us if it was all right, but although separated, we may take all our burdens to the Lord. He will be the guide of your youth. Trust wholly in God. Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Just as long as you watch, you may have the victory, and will be kept by the power of God. My regard to Brother Brownsberger. We would be gratified to receive a letter from him. Your mother.